And on the live line this morning is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa. Bill, thanks for checking in with us this morning. Appreciate it.
Great to be with you again, Pat.
Three important topics I'd like you to talk about. One, of course, is the unveiling of the California budget yesterday, the first by Governor Gavin Newsom. What does this budget mean for Sonoma County and the North Bay?
Well, I think that the governor has demonstrated that he's willing to invest in critical needs. And for us, what it means is, you know, more wildfire prevention, more investment. That word prevention is really important. Recovery is important, but we just don't want this to happen, again, anywhere in the state, let alone Sonoma County. And also,
you're kind of going in and out on us. Oh, now you sound good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right, sorry. Also, the investment in education is unparalleled. It's $81 billion. That's for K-12, $1.4 billion to fund free community college. This is something that's going to help people from Sonoma County, get their first 2 years of college in, without incurring a lot of college debt like we've seen in the past. The other thing that I think is really paramount is that kindergarten, full-day kindergarten, and also ensuring, over time that we're going to have preschool for all four-year-olds. So it's really something that, and at the same time, he's invested in the rainy day fund, and we believe we'll have a structural balance in our budget for the next 4 years.
All right, let's talk about budgets and the federal budget. The concern for us, I think, here in the North Bay, once again, is that it's getting a little fuzzy about some of the projects that we had expected to be delivered, some of the dollars that we expected to be delivered from HUD and other areas. And what's the status of that? And how long this shutdown goes on matter in terms of our needs?
Not being a part of the federal government, I'm not too clear on really what that means. I just want to be, honest with you.
Okay.
I think it's something that, I know that Mike Thompson is the same office that I'm in my Napa office, and I intend to go down and talk to them, this morning about this and really determine, what exactly this means. This is just something that I think is, it's just like the president's, saying he's not going to support FEMA, support for Californians, and to politicize fire victims and then to politicize people, low-income people, that it's hard enough for them to live day-to-day, let alone have a roof over their head, is just unconscionable.
Yeah, I think most of us in California would agree with that position. And finally, Senator, let's talk about the state of PG&E. Things are not looking good. It has not been a good week for the company.
It has not been a good week at all. I think, the early retirement of three executives, I really believe in many respects is a lot of window dressing. I'd like to see some changes on the board of directors. I think that's where it all starts. They're the ones who were on the board of directors going, six of them were on the board of directors going all the way back to the San Bruno explosion. And, when Wells Fargo had their critical problems, we held the board of directors and the top executives responsible, and there just needs to be more done there. Having said that, I think they're teetering at this point in time. And, once again, all this talk about a bailout of PG&E, at the end of the day, a bankruptcy is not good for victims and a bankruptcy is not good for ratepayers. So I want people to be cognizant of that. And, I think at this point in time, it's out of our hands. If they're going to make it, I think some of the things they can do that really make sense to me is sell their gas division. There's about a $10 to $15 billion evaluation there. I think there's some opportunities for them to weather. I mean, this is like the perfect storm for them. I hate to use that word, but if you saw the movie, you kind of get it.
Yeah.
It is disastrous, but there may be an opportunity. But it's up to them. But I'm not interested in more opportunities if they don't get a safety of culture. And that's something that they've got to demonstrate, and nobody can do that for them.
Well, let me ask you a very specific and difficult question, Senator.
Sure.
Is the report on the Tubbs fire and its cause being delayed because it could be the death knell for PG&E?
You know, it's interesting to ask the question because I have asked a different question, that maybe it exonerates PG&E at least somewhat, and they're doing everything in their power to get third-party peer review. So who knows? I did have an opportunity to talk to the new CAL FIRE director, and all he would be willing to tell me, and I don't think it was confidential, was, we think we're going to hear something by the end of this month.
Something by the end of this month.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
I
think it's anybody's guess. They're not sharing that with anybody at our level, and I think that is going to be paramount, as is the initial investigation into the campfire as well.
Absolutely, because that's the other one coming right down the pike. But it does all make sense putting it together this way. We'll see if that pans out. Thank you, Bill, for jumping on with us this morning. We very much appreciate it and look forward to talking to you more about all three of these subjects very soon.
Anytime. Have a great weekend.
All right, Senator. That is State Senator Bill Dodd of Napa. And this is a big story, and it is, I think, going to be unveiling itself more and more as the days go by.